Good morning, church. Well, today is a good day to be here to sing praises to God. And our first song is going to be like that. But before we begin that, let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we're going to have a praise session, a worship session here this morning. Now, Father, we want to be able to lay aside everything that would be hindering us from simply coming to you 100%. So, Father, when it comes to whatever it happens to be, Father, we just ask now that we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. We want to come to you in the exact way that you want us to come. And so, Father, we know that when we line up with your word, that you can do wonderful things through us. So, Father, now, we thank you for the songs that we're about to sing and the work that you're about to do us as we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come just as you are. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to worry about that. God will work on your heart. But come. Amen. Come.
Wherever I am. I'll praise the name praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name. Before the Lord, he danced with all his might. His heart was filled with holy joy, his spirit was so light. Michael through the window looked to criticize the star. She didn't know that David had a dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. And set your heart a-dancing too. David danced before the Lord to magnify His name. God's almighty presence, he felt no sense of shame. The oil of gladness flowed that day, it quickened every part. He hadn't only dancing feet, he had a dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing, and set your heart a-dancing too. Out of Egypt long ago, the Israelites were led. By a mighty miracle, they were kept and fed. Through the Red Sea they were brought, the water stood apart. And God gave Sister Miriam a dance down in her heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing, and set your heart a-dancing too. There was celebration upon the Red Sea shore. Timbrels rang, desert sands became a dancing floor. The people sang and praised God there, He made the gloom depart. And put a dance of love and joy and deep down in their heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing, and set your heart a-dancing too.
Amen.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. Rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for He washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody. Rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory with the angels.
angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
Amen. You know, if you were to put your child on the other side of a door, and they would be anxious to get through because they know who's on the other side. And it's heaven is like that with us. It's not an uncertainty of we're hoping. We know what to expect. And that's what the last verse is talking about when it says, and when I see the lights of glory, we're not going to be having any trepidation, fear. It's just going to be of yes, yes, finally we made it. You know, there's going to be an excitement. The only people who are going to be afraid are the ones who were not born again, because they will realize it at that point. But you know what? For those of us who are born again, we will see the lights of glory and we will know He lives.
Thank you.
Majesty, worship.
Lost from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Amen.
Amen. So good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. I love Him so, I love Him so, I love Him so, He's so good to me. I praise His name, I praise His name, I praise His name, He's so good to me. Jesus is real, Jesus is real, Jesus is real, He's so real to me. He saved my soul, He saved my soul, He saved my soul, He's so good to me. I praise Your name, I praise Your name, I praise Your name, You're so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me.
God is so good to us. He saved our soul. He made us whole. God is so good to us. And we love Him so. We love Him very much. Lord, I ask You right now to have it Your way as I pray. Oh Lord, let me be led by the Spirit of God, I pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have it Your way, Lord. Have it Your way. Hallelujah. We praise You, Lord. We love You. We lift Your name high and high. Oh, we lift up the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Oh, we lift the name of Jesus higher and higher. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Worship the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Jesus Christ lifted us up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. And we want to thank you for this day. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times. His praise be continually in our mouth. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a victory in this body of believers and those who listen to us, O Lord. Oh, and those who watch us, we pray in the name of Jesus through the internet. O Lord, we pray for blessings upon them. We pray, O Lord, that you touch them in such a mighty way. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. And because the loving kindness is better than life, our lips shall praise thee, O Lord. Our lips shall praise thee. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. We want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Forgive us, O Lord, a song in our mouth and a praise in our lips the day we pray. In the name of Jesus, and the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for joy unspeakable and full of glory in this body. Thank you, Father, for the excitement to rise, O Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, and we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to shout hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit having his way today, for moving in such a mighty way in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Touch him in such a mighty way. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, Lord, and give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and touch each and every person. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do today in this body of believers. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider, for being the God that shall supply all our needs. And no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly, and being the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, today, O Lord, out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all the needs. Thank you for last week, O Lord, for you provided all the needs that were necessary, and they came just on time. They came when they were needed. Hallelujah. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting every need. And right now I want to come to speak to the people that are watching us over the internet, people that are listening us through video. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing those people. We want to thank each and every person that gave last week to the work of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them in such a mighty way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for providing all their needs. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for meeting each and every need there. And also, we thank each and every person that is tuned to us. In the name of Jesus, and keep tuning to us. And we pray for many blessings. And those who are thinking about giving, those who are undecided, we pray, O Lord, for blessings upon them, and let them be led by the Spirit of God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, and we have a word for those people that listening to us. Oh, the word is on Hebrews 12:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and knowing, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us therefore lay aside every weight and the sin who do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for mighty victory, O Lord. And thank you, Lord. O Lord, let this word, O Lord, be planted inside us, inside everyone that listens to us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching us today, O Lord. Touching us in such a mighty way. And thank you for blessing, O Lord, this offering that we're about to receive. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen.
People in the church are giving their tithes and offerings. And I would like to share with you that are watching us, worshiping with us right now. If you want to be part of this ministry, writing a check, maybe prepare to send money into us later on. Thank you for being part of our worship today. May God bless you. Thank you.
I got a quick testimony. I am currently being sued, and I had two lawsuits against me. I don't know if any more are coming, but one of them was dismissed about a week and a half ago, so that was nice. You know, it's always nice to get your lawsuits dismissed. So, and I am thankful for that. So I'm looking for the other one to be dismissed also. And we will see. And also, I was blessed in a couple other ways this last week. And it's in the motion. So I'll give the details when it all comes to pass. But definitely was some major blessings on me this last week. And like I said, I'm believing some are in the works, I believe that's going to come and it's going to happen. And then I will share it after it's happened. So, anyway, I know it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's nice. It's nice to know that too. Okay, Lois.
Good morning. You remember probably that I was praying for Nadine Walby and asking for prayer for her in the last few weeks. She went Friday to have a toe removed, amputated, that was causing her a lot of pain and not doing her much good. So she was very stressed and not feeling well. She has a lot of problems internally. And she decided to cancel the surgery. Well, the doctor called her, and he was very sweet. He talked her into it, reminding her of the pain she's been suffering and that we were finally going to get it finished and over with. At least she would have that pain gone. So she changed her mind and went. Her daughter is here, and she is not saved. And Nadine she complained to me about Nadine when I went over to see them yesterday, that she was reciting the Lord's Prayer. I mean, not the Lord's Prayer, excuse me, Psalm 23, all the time before surgery. She was so frightened and frightened of the anesthetic and everything. And so she was saying that, and her daughter said, and was really complaining about it and saying, well, there was a young girl in there too who, she said, that's so morbid. And so I said, well, you know, it's really not morbid. I said, it's really wonderful because I started to tell her the Lord's, I mean, the Psalm 23 and say the verses. And as each one, I described to her what they did. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What comfort there is in that. That's not morbid. And then I took her through each stanza and explained to her that he provides a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So you're sitting there with all your enemies around you with weapons, and you can be at peace eating your dinner. And I just took her through each one, and she calmed down and said, oh, well, I hadn't really known it that well, and I didn't understand it. So it was one opportunity the Lord gave me to witness to this girl, which I've witnessed to her for many years. But sometimes you have to wait. The Lord gives you just the right opportunity. Like when I was going to go over there, I wasn't going to go over there because I was getting some time off from taking care of Nadine by having her daughter there. But I just felt the Holy Spirit telling me, go on over there and see them, and it won't take that long. So praise God. I'm hoping for a victory on this.
Good morning. My name is Michael Burns. And I just wanted to come up here this morning and just praise God for this church and for the people that are in it. And I was sick last week, pretty bad. And Lois prayed for me. And she prayed over the oil prices, too. And I thank you, Lois, for that. And I just wanted to say, Lois, that when you prayed for me, I started feeling better immediately. And I just wanted to thank you that with the people that are in this church that are serving God and walking with Him, God answers your prayers. Amen. And I just praise you and thank you for that.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord and good morning again. My second time up here. You know, it doesn't matter how circumstances look like. There is no depression in heaven. Did you know that? God is never depressed. He's never to the place where he simply say, well, I don't know what to do. He knows very well what to do. Praise God. And so we're just going to have a good time here, regardless who is here, who is not here. It makes no difference. The Holy Ghost is here. And that is what makes a difference. We got a number of things to pray for here today, and we have a very special request here that I will save to the very, very last. And let's begin with a praise report. And the praise report is this, that God used a number of people last week to send money to help us pay our bills for the month of September. The rent was met, all bills paid on time, and some partial salaries. A pledge was given in the amount of $1,300 to cover the cost of estimated taxes for the pastors. That's me and Pastor Charles. And as soon as that check arrives, the tax will be paid. I'm going to say this to you that are watching us overseas, here, wherever you are. Thank you. I mean, you blessed us greatly last week. I know that God moved, but you were obedient and you gave. And we want to thank you for that. Then we have another request here. Last week I gave some commodity prices. And I got to say that I had not done my homework right. And I gave prices that were, you know, no one could really understand. So I'm going to give you some better prices today. As we are down to the last few weeks before the midterm election in the U.S., the international banksters are hoping for some kind of upheaval in the United States. Already the fear is out that Al-Qaeda, you remember we haven't heard about Al-Qaeda in a long time? Well, they're on the move. Even Bin Laden has been talking. And their commando teams are going to strike in Europe. As a result, now how convenient, the oil price went up to 81.58 per barrel. They drove it up $5.09 per barrel this week on the scare that the Al-Qaeda might strike. Food is being speculated in. And here are the prices for food last week. And now these are the real prices. Corn, 12 cents a pound. Soybeans, 18 cents a pound. Wheat, 11 cents a pound. Coffee, 18 cents a pound. Sugar, 23 cents a pound. Now next week we will see how they are going, but I will give you an idea how much it costs. Notice now these are wholesale prices, not store prices. There's a huge markup by the time you buy any of these commodities in the store. About 1,000% markup. But the commodity prices are way up, and there are simply people are going to be starving because of that. Now, this is from Liberia. I don't remember from Liberia at all. Liberia is on the west coast of Africa. Used to be an American colony, I believe. No, American slaves went there to start a new country. Here's a request. Pray for Darlington, G-B-E-E. How do you pronounce that? G, I'm just going to say. He wants us to pray that the Lord provide office space for his ministry called African Ex-Mormon Foundation. He has a thrilling testimony how he was in the Mormon church, even a missionary. Through a series of events and questions, he rejected that cult and received Christ as his personal Savior. Now, that is a unique request. So we're going to pray for that. Now we got Shireen Streisner. So, Lois, can you pray for Shireen Streisner? She has some difficulties. She has to make some very difficult decisions this weekend. So let's pray for her. And then I'm going to ask for prayer for my wife, Ina. She's battling an infection below her left eye. This battle has been going on for a number of years, and much prayer has been done on her behalf. If some people could take the time and pray and fast for her, we would greatly appreciate this. Now, she's fasted and prayed for many other people. And we just come to the end of this. We have to have a solution. So if you can't, anyone just want to go to God and pray and fast, we appreciate that. This is a request for Michael Blair. Now, Michael has been with us. He goes back to about 93, 92 at that time. He's fighting a number of battles. He couldn't be here today. I talked to him yesterday. And I really want you to think about this. Who will pray except God's people? And when someone is down, we need to pray and have compassion. He has a tumor on one of his kidneys, polyps in the colon, a sore and not healing on the foot, and the effects of a light stroke 1 year ago. He had insomnia for several days this last week. He is praising God, determined to be healed. Prayer and fasting would greatly help on his behalf. So we're going to pray for Michael today, and hopefully he might be watching us by the webcast. Now, here's the humdinger. You got your seatbelts on. Let me read this. I did not vote for Barack Obama, and I do not like his policies. I feel that he is a usurper, since he cannot prove that he was born in the United States. But I am now requesting prayer with his man. The Tea Party has caused great distress for the world government, and even if they had tried to harness it by using Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, and John McCain to derail it, people are upset and they are going to vote out most of the Democrats. Even some Republicans are going to be voted out of office. I perceive, now this is the Holy Spirit showing with us. I perceive a great threat to Obama. And it is possible that the world government will order his assassination within the next few weeks. It will accomplish two things. A huge rage will sweep the people that voted him in, and it would most likely result in that the Democrats will be able to keep control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Upon the death of Obama, Joe Biden will become president. He's totally in the hands of the world government and will do their bidding. Remember, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Lyndon Johnson took over and undid all the changes Kennedy had made prior to his death. Let us pray that the plans of the world government shall be destroyed and that no harm should come to Obama before the election. Now, I'm not wishing death upon him, but I want to tell you this. I was here in this country when J.F. Kennedy was shot. It came out of the blue. There was no, absolutely no warning. And I want to share this with you. We had in our church in the 70s a woman, she was married, and as I was teaching her some prophecy, she said, I want to talk to you. Here's a story she told me. I told a story to some people, but some have not heard it. She said, my dad worked for the Secret Service. Excuse me. He worked for the CIA. He said, after the assassination of Kennedy, my dad disappeared. I remember as a girl that one or two CIA agents came to our house and talked to my mom and said, your husband has died on an assignment. He's dead. And for some 15 years, we believed that my father was dead. She said, just about a year ago, we received a phone call from Australia. And guess who was on the phone? My father. And this is what he told his wife and daughter. He said, I was part of the assassination setup of JF Kennedy. A number of us part of this were given an option. Either leave the country, never come back, don't talk to anyone, or you'll be executed. He said, I was banished to Australia, and I've been living here under an assumed name. But he said, now, I was an agnostic, didn't believe in Christ, but I've gone to church, I have accepted Christ, and I feel that I need to tell my family I'm alive. I did not die. Let me tell you this. JF Kennedy was not killed by Oswald. It was an assassination team sent out by the world government using American intelligence operators. Most likely they are on the move right now. And this is why I want to pray. This is going to be critical the next few weeks. And if you notice this, a number of the key Jewish advisors have left the White House. Why? So with that, we're going to pray. So those of you that are helping us out to pray, come on up here.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your church, and we thank you that Jesus is the head of our church. We thank you that the Holy Ghost is here in our midst, and we thank you that we had such a glorious time worshiping and praising our wonderful God. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your mercy. We worship you, and we just give ourselves to you. We thank you also for one another and the love that we have for one another. We thank you for a pastor who knows the truth and who leads us boldly. And we just thank you very much in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, I want to lift up this man in Liberia who comes out of the Mormon cult and he needs office space, Lord. So we thank you for providing that for him, Lord, and that it will be like you provided for me, better than he ever thought it would be. And so I thank you for that. I thank you that that's in the works, and also that he was able to come out of that dirty, rotten, stinking, lying cult and come into the truth. This cult who paints itself as the great family place. And we know that they are propagating a lie, big, huge lie. And we know, according to the word, that Jesus is the only way, and that is Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Jehovah God. So we thank you, Father, for the truth. And then also, I want to lift up this situation in America with the upcoming election, that the people in America will be able to come out of the deception that they're in and the mind control. The mind control experts are working hard right now in very many forms and facets, and that they will be able to come out from under it and reject, bounce, get rid of all these Democrats and Republicans that have been stealing us blind and walking in darkness. And I thank you, Lord, that there will be some new people, some with real conviction, that will come in and take the place, that America can be restored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just come to you today, Lord God, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for this day and for days to come. And Lord God, I just know that whatever the banksters and gangsters are doing out there with the oil, Lord God, that you are in charge of the situation, and you're not going to let this situation continue. There's something's going to be done about it. And I know that you're going to take care of it, Father God. And Lord, I also pray over the situation about Obama. Lord God, that you will allow nothing to harm him in the weeks and months to come. Lord God, that you will, and he will come to know you as your personal Savior. And he'll be born again, Lord God, and he will change. And all the other people that are involved in this government of ours in America, they need to take up the Bible. They need to take up the truth. And they need to receive the Lord as their personal Savior. And Lord God, I pray that you will work miracles this election, and that the right people will be put into place that will continue leading America down a path of righteousness and not a path of going to hell. And Lord God, I just pray that you will intercede and that you will help us here on earth seek righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. And you are the one, O Lord, that you put in the hearts of people all around the world, the Lord, to send their gift to us. And we ask you, Lord, also to bless them for sending it, and it came just in the time that was needed. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The God that shall supply all our needs. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we pray before for a breakthrough in the finances. And, Lord, you giving us a breakthrough. And you touch hearts all around the world, oh, Lord, to send their gifts to us, oh, Lord, having been blessed by the message and by the music. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Also, we want to thank you again, each and every person that is tuning to us Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, O Lord. And we are excited, O Lord, hearing from you. And Lord, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting all the needs, O Lord, and also for that contribution at the end, O Lord, the pledge that someone gave, O Lord, $1,300 to pay the taxes. And Lord, we pray that you bless that man mightily as well. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, and praise you, Lord, that you are the source of every good thing. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there shadow of turning. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you and praise you for Ina Terrell. She's such a help in this church. She's a help to people outside the church. She's done many, many, many things that no other woman would do, would even think of doing, because they're not that close to you. And we thank you and praise you for that. And I know from personal experience that you're preparing her heart in some way for your perfect timing for the eye to be healed. And it's been 5 or 6 years, I don't know how many years, but you're preparing something to go very deep into her heart. I have no idea what it is. Only you know. And we thank you and praise you for that perfect timing. And when your timing is there, it's going to be done. It'll be over and done with. And everybody's going to celebrate in my house, in her house, and in the church. And we thank you for that perfect timing to come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we lift up Michael and the number of things that he's simply battling that are going wrong or have gone wrong in his body. And Father, I know that when sickness comes, it's nice that it's there, and after a short while it's gone. But your mind frame changes a little bit when you begin to not be able to remember what it was like to be healthy and not be suffering from something. And that is compounded when you have multiple problems happening. So, Father, we ask that for a creative miracle for Michael, that, we see this in the world happening. This is how people slowly just die. We know that doesn't have to be the case.
Amen.
So, Father, we know that you care about him. He is your child, and he is trying to walk with you. So, Father, if there isn't any hindrances to him, Father, we simply ask that you would just give him a creative miracle and just heal him, Father God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That, Father, he'll be able to stand here next Sunday and to be able to say, praise God, I am healed.
Amen.
So, Father, we just thank you for that. And so, Father, I also just pray for his mind also, that I just know for myself that when you're battling things over, your outlook changes, and it's easy to become cynical and pessimistic, and that's not necessarily how you want us. So, Father, I just ask that you would just renew his mind. Renew his mind, renew his body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up Shireen Strasener to you, and along with her, her husband, Danny William. Father God, you know what's going on there. You know what's going on in the spirit world, and you know that there are many forces and evil entities out there trying to come against this family, and they have always tried to break them down and to hurt them and to destroy their lives and destroy their family. And Father God, we come against these spirits in the name of Jesus. You will not hinder, you will not harm them. You will get out of the way, out of their space, out of their lives totally in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I speak healing and all correctness to them, Lord God, to their bodies, to their minds, to their whole lives. And Father God, I pray that you will give Shireen insight and special instructions on what to do and what not to do, Lord God. She's reaching out to you. She's looking to you for answers. Father, make them so specific that there's no way she can doubt them, that they are your answers, and that you will tell her, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is where to go. This is what to do. This is the decision you have to make. And Father, give her total peace about it when she knows that it's the right one, that it's your decision, Lord God. And Father, we pray for them and lift them up, continue to lift them up, Lord God, for your help and your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, you're the one that laid upon my heart the possibility that Obama might be assassinated. And Father God, we do not need to have another American president killed in office. Father, it's an insult to us, the American people, when some people that think they know better than us simply decide to kill and to destroy, which is the only way that Satan knows, beginning with Abraham Lincoln and all the way up to the present time. So, Father God, today we pray against the CIA, the Secret Service, the Mossad, and all other intelligence operation systems, all special op forces that might have been made ready, plotting, preparing to assassinate Barack Obama. And I pray, Father God, that you will send confusion, that, Lord, you will destroy the hierarchy that has put this out, this order out, Lord. Cause confusion. Make some of the men, Father God, have been selected to simply say no. And Father God, help them to come forth and be a whistleblower and say, this is what's going on right now. And I'm not want to be no part of it. Father God, give these men and women that are part of the assassination team, give them courage to come out and to say, no, I will not do it. Father God, we thank you right now that this prayer has been heard, not for me only, but for others. And that, Lord, we will have a peaceful October in America. We will have elections, Father God, in November. At this time, Father God, there will be some heads rolling. And Father God, we pray particularly, not just for political change, but a spiritual change, that we also have a revival and awakening at the same time. And I want to thank you now, my Heavenly Father, that this prayer and these prayers have been answered. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will hand out the outlines.